This is the Arts and Fishers podcast. I'm Larry Lannon. My apologies, no music inside and out this particular time. I've got a few technical difficulties. So on to the film review. Every now and then I watch a film that reminds me of something or someone from my past. That was the case when I saw the movie Beirut. The reason? I had a college professor who grew up in Rushville, Indiana, but went to the nation of Lebanon, learned to speak Arabic fluently, and taught Palestinian Christian children in a rural school there. I had this prof for two classes in the mid-1970s. He spoke often of his time in Lebanon and clearly developed a love for that part of the world and its people. I thought of that professor as the story of the film Beirut unfolded. The story begins with a party at the home of an American diplomat assigned to the Beirut U.S. Embassy. The character's name is Mason Skiles, played by the actor John Hamm. That lovely party becomes the scene of a horrible terrorist attack. That happened in 1972. The film then fast forwards to the year 1982. Skiles at that point has a small firm consulting as a mediator, mostly trying to settle labor disputes. He's picked up a drinking habit, finds out his business partner is preparing to split with him and leave Boston headed for New York City. That's the moment he is summoned by the government to come back to Beirut. Now, he doesn't want to go at first, but finally does. He discovers that an old friend has been nabbed hostage by a renegade Palestinian group, and Skiles is the man the hostage takers want to handle the negotiations. This is a spy thriller, but it tries to use a real-life backdrop in order to tell a fictional story. On the spy story continuum, it is certainly not James Bond, but it's not John le Carré either. And perhaps this tale fits somewhere in between. Director Brad Anderson has mostly been a TV director in the past. He handles the film Beirut skillfully. I hope he continues to get opportunities to direct more major motion pictures. Hamm turns in an outstanding acting performance. Also worth noting is his 1982 Beirut embassy handler. The character's name is Sandy Crowder. She's played by actress Rosamund Pike. Beirut is a film of redemption, violence, and a primer on how the basics of society can disappear when you have the outbreak of civil war with many different interests and factions jockeying to get what they want. As normally happens, it's the innocent civilians that suffer the most. Beirut is a very good film in my estimation. I'd give Beirut a B-plus grade. I highly recommend it. I hope my old professor is still around. I think he would like this film, too. This is the Arts and Fishers podcast. My name is Larry Lannon. I write the LarryInFishers.com news blog from Fishers, Indiana, a suburban community northeast of Indianapolis. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again.